Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Multiple teens cited after confrontation outside Gillette home over alleged inappropriate comments. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Early Thursday morning, several individuals received citations following a disturbance reported by a 33-year-old woman who claimed a large group of youths gathered outside her home attempting to confront her 17-year-old son. According to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the woman residing on Buckskin Drive reported that approximately 30 individuals were knocking on her door. She said she overheard one of them mention having a gun and saw another with a knife-like object. Wasson said upon arrival at the scene, police observed several people armed with shovels and other materials. In total, 10 individuals were involved, including seven 18-year-old men, a 23-year-old woman, a 12-year-old girl, and a 16-year-old girl. The group claimed they were there to assault the 17-year-old boy, accusing him of making inappropriate comments toward the 12-year-old girl. However, police could not verify whether the comments had actually been made. None of the suspects were found to have firearms. Six of the 18-year-olds and the 16-year-old girl were cited for breach of peace. Additionally, a 16-year-old boy inside the home was found to have been drinking and was cited for minor in consumption of alcohol. Wasson said the 12-year-old girl also told police she had used THC with the 17-year-old boy, who admitted to the drug use. He was subsequently cited for possession and use of a controlled substance. All the involved youth's parents were contacted by the authorities. Nine candidates vie for vacant Campbell County Commission seat. Interviews set for today. Nine candidates have applied for the open seat on the Campbell County Commission, and the Campbell County Republican Party Central Committee will interview them at 5:30 today at the City Council Chambers in City Hall. Following the interviews, the Central Committee, composed of precinct committee members, will vote to select three candidates. Those three names will be forwarded to the Campbell County Commissioners, who will then choose one to fill the seat recently vacated by Butch Knutson. Applicants for the vacancy were accepted until 5 p.m. this last Wednesday. Among the applicants is Scott Clem, the current chair of the local GOP. The list also includes a former commissioner, a former city councilman, and a current library board member. The nine candidates are Robin Kuntz, Joe Kissick, Dale Janota, Gwendolyn Geis, Ben Decker, Tom Davis, Chelsea Collier, Scott Clem, and Mark Christensen. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.